Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
So Gadget Show 2012, and I'm enjoying myself. I've just been enlightened by a fellow called Tim Sparrow, and he's from Next Torch. Tell me about your torches, because I've seen torches like this before, at least I think so.
Okay, firstly what we've got is we've got super bright LED torches, and what that basically means is they use an LED chip in them, a high quality LED chip, which gives you three benefits. One, it gives you much brighter, much whiter light, which means you can see more and see much further distances than old incandescent or bulb type torches. Secondly, it gives you much greater energy efficiency, so lower running costs, in as much as they use 18 to 20 times less energy or batteries than an incandescent bulb torch does. And they're physically much smaller because they use much smaller batteries and much less battery life. A third benefit is that the LEDs are virtually unbreakable, so they're guaranteed for 100,000 hours or 11 years versus an old bulb that you might have in a previous brand, which is designed to burn out after 6 hours or will break, the filament will break if you drop it. So that's firstly what we have, and then we have something extra special.
Right, before you tell me about your extra fancy, I'm looking at your products. You've got four handheld torches here. Take me through, now lumens is important to people buying torches, and battery consumption, so I understand. Can you tell me, how do yours compare with others on the market? What have we got, the smallest one here, how many batteries does that take?
We have four torches in the range, and their names actually tell you what they are. So the torches are marketed as My Torch, My Way. The first one is MyTorch AA, which takes a single AA battery, hence its name. It's 70 lumens, and that's how LED torches are measured in lumens, which is actual light output. And that gives you an 80 meters beam length, and that's £24.95. We have MyTorch 2AA, takes two AAs and is 140 lumens, 120 meters beam length, and is £32.95. MyTorch 3AAA, takes three AAAs, is 150 lumens, 170 meters beam length, and is £39.95. And then we have a rechargeable torch for someone using the torch on a more regular basis, which has a 18650 lithium ion battery in it, which is called a MyTorch 18650. And that is 200 lumens, 200 meters beam length, and that is £79.95.
Fantastic. So you've got a nice range there, but also you have some different torches. I see you've got a head strap torch here, so for close work when you can't hold a torch at the same time, saves putting it in your mouth and ruining your teeth. And what other torches you've got there? You've got two others, haven't you?
Actually, I have more torches than we even show here, but we have different torches for different things. Some people want a head torch, as you say, to have their hands free. We have clip-on torches, which are hands-free, but also can be used not just on the head, can be clipped on you or on an object. We have small keyring torches and pocket-sized torches, because for some people, hikers and cavers and people like that, they want lots of power when they need it, but very little to carry around. So we have a whole combination of different things here to show.
Now, you've saved the best to last. This torch is a little bit more than the rest of the torches out there. I know that for a fact. One little feature I do like, before you tell me about the key feature, is on the back of the torch there's a little luminous dot, which I love. Something ironic to me about the fact that when you need a torch you can never find it, because it's usually black and it doesn't have any way of locating in the dark. I think that's a phenomenal idea. But tell me the real reason why I should buy your torch, and this is technology.
Torches are either used in the home, at work, or hobbies, or any combination of those three things, probably all three. Depending where you're using them, what your preferences are, what your job is, or what your hobbies are, you may want different levels of light, you may want different types of modes or functions on the torch. And our torch can do all of these things as standard, but you can also customize the torch or program the torch. So what that means is you can decide how the torch is set up, exactly how you'd like it to be if you'd have designed it. You can decide how many lumens are at each level, so exact amounts of light that are enough, not too much, not too little for you in your actual applications. You can add on things like strobe, a blinking beacon, a signal beacon, say for instance your car was to break down, a beacon to let the AA or the RAC know where you are. You can put on SOS if you want SOS. Again, depending on people's hobbies, whether they go boating, whether they go camping, whether they go up a mountain. You can literally do whatever you want. So it's called My Torch because you can set it up to be My Torch, My Way.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thanks for that.
Now, I must admit, I've never seen a torch with a USB socket on it. So presumably you program this from a PC?
Yep, you program it from a PC. Effectively, it comes with the USB, a mini USB to a normal USB connection. There's free software. It's very, very easy to use. It feels like something you've used before. And effectively, what you can do is three things. You can program the torch and test it while you're doing it to see what 80 lumens looks like, because you probably wouldn't know unless you saw what the light looks like before accepting it. When you're happy with what you've got and you can move it around, change it as many times as you want, you have two options. One to download, which will put those modes on your torch, and or one to save as, normal file commands. So, for instance, you could have a set of modes and save them as home every day. You could have a set of modes and save them as hobby. You could have a set of modes and save them as job, depending what you want. And then once they're saved, they're just saved as normal files on your computer. To change from one set to another, then once you've done it, you just connect the torch, it picks up the software, you go file, open, hobby, download, and 20 seconds later, those modes are on. To change it back, the same thing in reverse.
Superb. And how many settings can this remember?
50.
That's pretty impressive. See, at first glance, when I saw the idea of a programmable torch, I'm thinking, well, torch is kind of on and off. But you were giving me some examples of people like fishermen that are going to want a very low power, close kind of work versus, I don't know, a security guard that's going to want a very bright, long beam. So it is purely for that. You can completely customise it to your own settings. And if you wanted to change it between, I don't know, setting 1 and setting 4, how do you go about doing that?
When the modes are already on the torch, you just click through. I mean, it's just a fingertip click at the back of the torch. You can either click on, click off, or actually there's a quick scroll through. Because once you've set the torch up your way, you pretty much know what's on number 1, 2, 3, or 4, because it's as your mind thinks, as you want. So you can just soft touch the button at the back. It just goes speedily through and gets you to the mode that you want.
And if I've got it right as well, the USB port's quite well hidden, so when you actually screw the lid down, I'm assuming that puts it into a waterproof mode?
There's actually two sets of O-rings at the front and two sets of O-rings at the back, so once it's screwed back, it's completely enclosed, it's completely waterproof.
And all this for under £25, impressive.
It's actually quite a lot less than torches with similar modes, even without the programmability, so we think so.
For links, pictures and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.